My dear Rivers people, on our welcome to another edition of on our favorite weekend character building show, Rivetics. My name na Etiunsa Omorege. Na me be the person we start the company we then they call Bole King. On a sabi Bole now. Today, I go to talk about the ethics where we suppose they use do business and something where Oyibo people they call entrepreneurship. But before I start, make we listen to an opening message from our mama for River State, Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Eberechi Suzette Nyenson Wike. Now she be the initiator of this Reef Ethics radio program.
Our better country people, I dey greet on Anyafunyafu again for this our Ready Talk where we Reef Ethics on radio, for where we dey yarn how we go take become correct people with better character. Today the gist now how we go take own and do business without cunning. Anything we dey do for life, whether na business or as we dey take live with our fellow men, it good make we do am well and with good mind or with church mind, without cunning or mago-mago, so that we go develop ourselves for our society. If we try to live well with our neighbor without wayo, we go see say lie, wayo, tiff, no good day for we state. And this one go bring about kindness, it go bring about love, human feeling for other people, truth, justice and many other better character. We go see say peace and respect go day for we state. Make we no mind some bad belle people wey dey talk say wayo must follow our business, otherwise you no go day before your business go fail, because na truth they sell market pass. But inside all of this talk, where we don't the talk, the behavior we carry weight pass. Now make we just the help our fellow man and woman within inside our society. Now be waiting with the call giving back to society, especially the society we don't help our business to grow. Now our duty to help our people achieve. Like one woman doctor for America, where they struggle to find cure for cancer, but she still they try to assist and encourage young women we won't be scientists for their village. She talks saying that plenty people they put hand to train pikin, and no be only one person. So make we join hand to train our children them. She talks say many people help train her, make she no spoil or become lazy. Now it makes she come the responsible today, and she know they joke, encouraging other people for the next generation where they come behind her. Her name na Dr. Hadia Nicole Green, and in fact on her feet watch her video for www.rivetics.com. It go good make more people where they do business ask themselves questions like, waiting I believe in? Waiting they me more important? Now the profit that they make on how my customers go they enjoy my product? Waiting I care about? Waiting they move my spirit? Now business I they do true? For my mind, I know waiting good and waiting bad? To make a difference for this world, whether na for life or business, we must master ethics or good standard of behavior. And we must ginger ourselves to take ethics seriously. Today, we get one person where they successful and know they joke with good behavior for in business. He be big businessman and he be our first youth we go talk for this program. He name na Mr. Etinosa Omorege and he be the oga patapata for Bole King. I sure say everybody know the thing why they call Bole. Now our Niger chop where they very popular for our garden city where we they produce them. And by God's grace, the business go international. Make Ona enjoy the talk today. And make Ona not forget to practice the things Ona learn, especially from Ona business. So, better people of River State, make Ona manners always the talk for Ona. May God bless and keep all of Ona and Ona families. And may God bless River State.
If you do good, though, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you sabi yo. If you do bad,
now you go take your head to carry am.
If you do bad,
now you go take your head to carry am.
If you play person, why yo?
Now you go take your head to carry am.
If you give person, wahala
oh. Now you go take your head to carry am.
If you play person, mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you do good, you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, na you sabi yo. If you do bad, yo, sister,
na you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person wahala, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am.
Not do bad, yo.
Now you go take your head and carry am.
Welcome back. If you just join us, this na Rev Ethics on radio. My name na Etiunsa Omorigi. Na me be your host today. My people, I want to talk to una about something really very important for our business and entrepreneurship, as Oyibo people call them. This thing I want to talk about today, na the thing where they control how will they do business with people, whether na government or whether na your customers or whether na your other people where you they buy materials from, which is other business people. The thing I won't talk about, now they also determine whether we go come they truly successful for our business in the long run. Today, I go to talk about the ethics of doing business and entrepreneurship. Ethics na grammar for the way, the good things we suppose they guide how we they relate with other people for our business and how we they do that business. Now in the ethics, another grammar for am na moral values. So for this first section, I go tell you why you need to do your business ethically and how it they benefit you and the society. Number one, it go save you money. To show you how this ethics to do things properly for your business will save you money, make I tell you one story way happened for my business even recently. We start Bole King for 2014 and we connect Nepal Light, the company where they call PHED today. We connect them from our landlord compound. And I noticed say the bill where our landlord ask us to contribute for the light and even the bill where these Nepal people they bring, they very big. Then they call them estimated bill. But even if person want estimate something, you know, go estimate based on what thing they use. That one also, I think. So after a while, recently, now my con say make I go Nepal office. Say I don't tire to they pay big money where no be the light where they use. No be say the light they day every time for that side itself. So I go their office. I ask for the person where they in charge. I tell them say I want buy prepaid meter. So after I don't go pay for this prepaid meter, of course I go pay them inside bank. I don't give anybody money. That one of the things where you supposed to do, you know, as ethics. Find out the normal way to do them. If anybody tell you to do another way, no, I agree, even if they say they won't help you. So after I make this payment, I begin to go office to office to ask what be the normal thing we are supposed to do next. To cut this story short, we can discover say that particular compound, say since December last year, PHED or Gadem don't talk say for those kind of compound, may then share the account into different accounts for each apartment. Anywhere we person know they stay, may they know bill am. Anywhere we person they say, may then send individual bill. But meanwhile, some of these PHED marketers don't they send us a single bill where then go write 50,000, 120,000, different amounts, then they go threaten us say if we no fit pay half of that money, then go connect us. But because of fear, my landlord then go say me could just find way go pay, me could find way go pay. But after I can't do this waka now, they go office to office. I even meet somebody we can show me say, nah, only 3,000 a month. Now each different apartment suppose they pay. And meanwhile, sometimes me they pay as much as 4,000, 5,000 every month for that same light. And what then they do now say, once they notice say month don't end, they can't cut the light so that we go pay, you know, more money. So as I go now, then give me my own number. And then now I dey pay less. Even my landlord them when no be them go come discover say they supposed to dey pay less money and say those bill when they give us where they estimated say we fit even go right to NEPA and then go reduce them even though they don't print them before. So this now one of the ways we doing things properly for your business, which now what we call ethics for this radio show, fit save you money. Another thing way to do things properly go help you do, you know, now. Of course, you need to do business based on the good thing where you want make others do to you. You too, You go, they do one to them. The good thing, the way you go like, make the society, they work. Make business people, they treat you. Make your customers, they treat you. You too, you go, do one. And if you know, say you don't do good from your heart, you don't do your best for people, you go get peace of mind. You know, go, they worry whether somebody, they do you bad belle, or any, they do you bad belle. You go get peace of mind. Now, the second thing, way doing business properly, between you and God, you know, say you get peace of mind. The third thing, I say, it go give you good name for the society. And it go even give our whole society good name if all of us decide to they do business the proper way, to do business out of that conscience, to do business as people say way we say will be God picking. If we decide to do business that way, it go give our society a good name, and it go give us as individuals a good name. And you know, say our Bible talks, say a good name, so make we desire a good name above gold and silver, and gold and silver and our money, man, we get good name, people go do business with them. Because those people now go, they confident saying no go cheat them or saying no go give them something where they below standard, which means say our people go get more opportunities because people no go they think two times before they do business with us. Then the last thing why these ethics they important for you and for our society, and I say ethics they actually save people lives. Some people they die for road accident because the contractors where they give road no do and well. Sometimes because the people where they give money to even go maintain road where they don't reach to maintain, they not do one well. Cars go get accident for something where they don't give somebody money to do. So if you they listen to me and they do that kind of thing before, you no go do them again. Other example now, people where they, because they know they follow normal business process, or because they don't want to lose money, then go carry their goods but we don't expire, still sell them to customer. So customer when they know, then go chop that kind of thing, die. So to do business ethically too, they save other people's lives. So right now we will go on a short break, and when we come back, we go also look at how you fit do this thing what they call ethics. We arrange your business to the flow well.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day
with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Now welcome back. My name is Steel Etiosa Omoregie, and this is our Ogbonge radio show, Reef Ethics. So, for the first part, we don't already look the reason why this thing we they call ethics, which na another word na moral value, the proper way we suppose they do business, why it is very good for us as individuals, and why it also they benefit our whole society. For this section now, we go to look different ways where you yourself, your own responsibility, what you suppose do to make sure say you they do your business properly. The one way I consider to be the most important, and I say, you need to know the law. And I know say some of now they listen to me go talk, say, I know if you go government office, go they know the law. I know if it go it, now the way you they look on from outside. Now the people then they send, the marketers, the people they come collect development money, now they make them look like that. It's not hard. The people wait there for government. Now human being then like you and me. If it go any of the local government offices, to go ask questions concerning what thing you're supposed to pay for any fees or any charges where they're supposed to charge you. No use fear. Just go ask. Like our people talk, they say, who no go? No go, no. So you're now your responsibility as a river citizen and as a Nigerian to know the law where they govern your business. You go, they wonder why waiting this thing will help you do. Number one, it will help you to operate in a way where not the illegal. So that tomorrow they no go come, you know go come talk, say when they come tell you, say, madam or guys, see this particular way where they run your business. As government, we know they allow people to do that kind of thing. Then you come talk, say, no. No day for our laws. Oh. I don't know if you don't hear that one. Law no get no. So I have a responsibility to go know within the law be concerning that area. Another thing where knowing the law will help you do now, say when people come tell you, say pay money with government, actually no suppose ask you to pay, or we government know they ask you to pay, you go tell them no, because now you know the law. In fact, that law self in there for paper, if you print and keep for your office or give your sales girl, whoever they for there, say if government people come ask for this particular thing, show them, say, see the law them way they govern my business for here. That now the second thing way it go help you do. Now, I will give you another story, for example, concerning this thing where they tell you why to know this law good. On a sabi say, NEPA, the company where they call PHE, the way they give people lights, where they pay to. On a sabi say, Nigeria get law, where they govern them, where then they operate by, under the Nigerian Energy Regulation Commission, or what some people they call NERC. And for that law, for example, NEPA or PHE, they no fit come cut your light if they not serve you notice. Even if then they cut them, they do gra-gra. They're not supposed to cut your light if they not serve you notice. They're supposed to serve you notice why then they cut that light. They will tell you when they can't cut that light before they go cut them. Except, of course, na illegal connection where you go do, which the law tell them say they fit cut them. And you, Kwanamik, will they talk about ethics of doing business. For your business, you know, go connect like illegally now. Illegal way they to follow them. But if you don't get a legal connection, NEPA client will cut your light, they don't serve you notice. You know, say NEPA supposed to pay you 1,000 every day until they reconnect that light. Half or take note this one if to say I no go read the laws concerning this particular thing. The second thing where you go need for your business now, say you need to get something where they call code of conduct. How you they relate inside your business and how on they relate with government people and how now they even relate with on a customer. This code of conduct go help you know waiting to do and waiting not to do when in come how you deserve your customers and how you do business with other people too. Another thing where you go look to put for your business now, you go need to put different what you will call processes. What I mean by that now, say now the different ways them one are they do waiting and they do for that business. Okay, make I give you an example of waiting at the top for my business where they call Bole King. We get the way where we use cook our food, where we don't write down and keep every time, so that our food go taste the same way every time. The quality of food where we don't promise our customers say we go give them for the money where then they pay us. Now the thing we go give them every time. Another thing where that thing they help us do now, say if for example then go market then buy something we no good. This process they help us say when the thing come from market to our place, the person where they cook for inside Bole King, they go test them first. If na palm oil, for example, if he go buy palm oil we no good, he go test them. If the palm oil no good, the person will go buy and go return and bring palm oil we good. Do you know why would they do them like this? So that we no go sell food we no good to our customers or food we no sweet for the kind of money we then they pay us. Another thing, if you charge somebody for something, maybe somebody overpay you for something when you come buy for your shop, you can't find out later say he overpay you, maybe because you know that your girl or your sales boy charge them too high. You suppose call that person even if you know return that money. All this one are part of what they call ethics, where you supposed to do for your business. Then the last one for this particular section, I say, you know, say as a business person, you they get different relationship with different people, you they get agreement with people. For example, now some people they do contribution. We go contribute round, you know, every time. Whatever kind of relationship where you get with other people, make sure say you they keep your own part. The thing where you don't tell people say you go do, or where you don't sign for paper say you go do, make sure say you they do them every time. And even if you no go do again, find time to tell those people up front. No just come out one day, call them for phone, say I need to do again. Find way if you want to write them, if you know if you write them, just find way to tell them say, look, oh, this thing will be agreed before by so and so time, I no go fit do again. So that's now the last point for that our session. So now we go for small break. No go anywhere. When we come back, we go look our last session where we go there. Look, waiting you now go do when some bad people for government where they find, you know, corner money, come they offer you different bribe them or tell you to make you pay bribe for them to help you do something. We go look the two things that you need to do when we come back.
Show good example now. As a leader, you must try somehow. It's easy, so easy. Do what you want others to do. It's easy, very easy. To be a leader is demanding. Example is better than precept, they say. To make people obey, show them the way. You've got to make people believe you're sincere. It's easy, very easy. To be a leader is demanding.
My good people of River State, and welcome back. My name is Etiosa Omorigi. This is Reef Ethics, our Ogbonge radio program, where our mama for River State don't put so that we go learn the proper way where we go to do business between ourselves and even people we come from outside the state. We don't look two sessions before now. The first one, we talk about the importance of this thing we would call ethics to you and to our society as a whole. Then the second session, we can look the different ways then where you fit to do this your business in the proper manner we supposed to do. We good for both people eye and for God eye. Now for this last session, we go to look what you supposed to do when some people them can't give you what they call deal, can't give you sharp money, or tell you say pay me like this, I go help you bypass this process so that you go get this contract, or you know go need to pay the normal money way others they pay. The very first thing you need to do now say, tell them say no. Tell them say you want follow the normal way that thing supposed they done. Now waiting government people they call due process be that. So one thing where you need to be careful now say the people where they normally come tell you say if you pay us this 5,000, you don't need to pay government 10,000. You don't need to pay your normal light bill. Which person you think say then they really help? They know they help you now, they are pocket then they find. And most times if you go find out how that thing supposed they, you go see say the money where they ask you to pay them, say then they help you. Big pass the normal money where you supposed pay. This thing I tell you now from my experience. I don't talk about NEPA issue. Then I also go now tell you about what thing happened to me for this River State Internal Revenue Service, where they call RIRS, where they give people where they can collect, you know, government tax and everything. Then come my business place for Bole King. I know they're around. Then serve my girl notice. Say when her oga come, make him call them. So I call them once, and after like 2 or 3 days, then come tell me say they want to see me. Say I suppose pay something when they call effluent discharge. I say okay. Say whether our kind of business where they be that size, because we'll be business where they grow, they pay that money. Then say yeah, say will they pay? But you know, they can't begin bring that thing away. Then they call a young man talk. Say as a young man and go like help me. So make I just bring even if not 15,000. Say because the money big, they not just what they won't help me. So I come to them and say, ah, but say me, I like to follow due process. Say I go like pay this money to government. If I give them now, them no be government. So I take trust the money go enter government. Say Lord day for this thing. Then tell me say Lord day. So anyway, then serve me the paper. Tell me say okay, since I don't want to give them money now, say I need to pay 30,000 for 2015 and 2016. I tell them say no problem. Then give me ogbonge paper with them, write plenty account number, signature. But again, because I'd like to follow ethics for my business, I go the RIRS office waiting for OGRA to go make inquiries. You know the first thing what I discover? Say, for my business, waiting I suppose pay now 5,000 every year. Or even less, because the size of my business, them government know they really charge them like that. Say, but make I pay waiting and no say they good for my kind of business. So I can ask them, say, how much finally? Then say, for that size, now 5,000. So I go pay 10,000 naira for those 2 years. Then secondly, I can also understand say government get an account within the call payee account where you go supposed to pay money into where you go directly to government. So those are the two things why I learn for that particular matter. Then the second thing where you need to do now, say you need to go to the office, as I don't tell you already. And if you feel say the officer where you meet, no, they tell you through, begin they find more people, because people say Nigeria corrupt. No be everybody for all the office corrupt, the good people still there for Nigeria. Enter the office, begin ask of people. You go find somebody who go tell you the truth, and you go find out say the money where you need to pay no there as big. So to close this matter, I just want to remind you say to do your business properly. Say most importantly, it is save people life. It will save people life. It will save you money too. It will give you peace of mind. And above all, it will also give you and River State a good name, which as our Bible talk, see that good name better pass money, better pass any position where you want try cut corner go get, because no matter we get good name, people will come meet to do business with. So my good people for River State, this now how we fit go today for this edition of Reef Ethics with the for radio. I hope say una don't learn one or two things wanna go use make our society better as una they do business. And if you no start with us for this program for the beginning and you go like to listen to them again, listen to everything, you fit go our website. And their website address na www.reveethics.com. You go fit listen to all the other ones way they don't do before today own, and you fit even download them enter your computer or your phone. This talk they also for Facebook and for Twitter. Our Twitter handle na at @reveethics. Our Facebook handle na at @reveethics. If you like to talk to us, you fit call 0809-917-7707, or you fit see call us for 0902-917-7706. No forget to this program now every Saturday for the different radio station we I want tell you now. One na Nigeria Info 92.3 FM and na 8:30 for morning on Wazobia 94.1 FM by 5 in the evening for Radio Rivers 99.1 FM from 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning too, for Redeem 93.7 FM by 2:30 in the afternoon, and for Redeem then go do the same program again on Sunday by the same 2:30, and then for Treasure FM by 6:30 in the evening. Until same time next week, make you remember to let your good work they speak for you. My name is still Etiosa Omoregie. God bless you.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do, better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.